One of the largest winter weather warnings ever. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. More than 200 million people from coast to coast are under a winter weather advisory or warning. A blizzard blanketing much of the country with bone-chilling temperatures and winds leading to power outages, thousands of flight cancellations, and at least 13 deaths. Fox's Max Gordon has more from the Buffalo, New York area.
So we're expecting around 3 feet of snow to fall with this storm here. It could be more, but really we've seen a multitude of challenges that's been presented with this bomb cyclone that has moved into the Great Lakes region with some flooding in neighborhoods here in the Hamburg area, just south of Buffalo metro area. We've had evacuations that have been ordered in some neighborhoods all along the eastern shores of Lake Erie.
Gunfire terrified Christmas shoppers at the Mall of America in Minnesota Friday night and put the mall on lockdown for about an hour. Bloomington police say that the shooting left a teenager dead. Chief Booker Hodges expressing sadness over the death.
The family here, I really feel bad for them and their loss. I mean, this is before Christmas, and now they're having to bury one of their loved ones.
Hodges says the shooting happened after some sort of argument between two groups. No arrests made. House members are rushing home for the holidays after passing the $1.7 trillion catch-all spending plan.
As officials here at the White House and also officials up on Capitol Hill head home for the holidays, this humanitarian crisis in border towns is growing because shelters and streets are filled with migrants that have nowhere else to go.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. Southern states also scrambling to provide migrants with shelter from the sub-zero temperatures. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
TikTok is ramping up efforts to address security concerns raised by the U.S. government. This is the Chinese company behind TikTok. Confirms workers obtain the private data of some Americans.
Forbes reports that some of their reporters were being secretly surveilled by TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, who tracked them by accessing their IP addresses and user data, trying to see if their paths crossed with any of ByteDance's employees. A TikTok spokesperson saying they have made changes, making it harder to access user data, telling Fox this. The misconduct of certain individuals who are no longer employed at ByteDance was an egregious misuse of their authority to obtain access to user data. This news comes as Congress passed a ban on TikTok on government devices, while some in Congress want a total ban.
Fox's Hillary Vaughn. The IRS is delaying by 1 year a new tax reporting requirement targeting Americans who made more than $600 online through third-party payment apps like Venmo or Zelle. Neither bomb cyclones nor Arctic blast will delay at least one traveler this week.
For the past 67 years, North American Air Defense, or NORAD, a consortium of the U.S. and Canada, have been tracking the flight of Santa Claus as he flies across the globe delivering presents all in one night. Back in the day, NORAD issued position statements and took phone calls. Today, there's a NORAD Santa app for that, both on iOS and Android. Now, kids, close your ears. Parents, don't fear. Neither American nor Canadian tax dollars are spent on this yearly public relations campaign. It's paid for by a slew of corporate sponsors. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And stocks finished higher, but ended the week with a loss. The Dow gained 176 points. The Nasdaq rose 21. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.